Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Okay. Come through, Queen. I wanna see ya. Come through, Queen.
Hi, everyone. It's Dan.
And Brendan.
And this is Come Through Queen. Hi, Brendan.
Hi, Dan. Happy Ariana Madix on The View Day.
Happy Ariana Madix allowed to do her media tour.
Exactly.
Week.
Love it.
Day. Love it.
She was so good on The View. The gals were so nice to her.
I know, and they would normally not be nice.
I mean, like, Whoopi and Joy, I was, like, wondering if they would... like, get invested, and they, like, seemed to be really invested, and, like, Whoopi was giving, like, Ariana, like, life advice.
Oh, okay.
And encouragement, so, yeah.
Was the advice, I don't want anybody in my house.
Yes. And then The View also, like, changed their set for Ariana.
In honor?
Yeah.
Wow.
It was wild.
Okay. We obviously will get to Vanderpump Rules probably last, but... obviously, you have timestamps, so... No, listen to the whole episode, including the ads. But we... you know, we are a Bravo podcast, but I do think, kind of first and foremost, we might be a Roni podcast.
Yes, that's where we got our start.
So, we kind of got a double whammy this week.
Big Roni news week. Finally, there's news.
What do you want to do, old or new first?
Let's start old and go new.
Okay, let's start old.
So we finally got an announcement for Real Housewives Ultimate Girls Trip. What are they calling it? Roni Legacy Edition.
Yeah.
And the cast is as follows. We've got Ramona. We've got Sonia.
Yeah.
We've got Luann. We've got Dorinda. And then we've got Kelly Bensimone.
Mm.
And then we've got... she's Takemaning it. Kristen Takeman.
As Monique once said, she's Takemaning it. I can't even like say it. Okay. So we're going to St. Bart's, which is where we went season 5.
Yes.
Where only 3 of these women have been to.
Yeah. St. Bart's was, it was the Aviva... calling Ramona and Sonia both white trash, quite frankly.
Yeah. So we, I mean, this was announced in like varying ways, like Bravo up, NBC Universal up front, mm-hmm. Bravo press releases, Peacock Twitter. So the Peacock Twitter posted like a little ASII tree with like apples falling from it and then apples next to names.
Will you explain what ASII is?
So like,
okay, in layman's terms.
So back in the day, before emojis, before even like, maybe like simultaneous with like a smiley face, mm-hmm. like people were making art using like a slash,
yeah.
an equal sign, mm-hmm. The at sign. Mm-hmm. Like we were like creating Picasso-like art on computers.
Yeah, I think like one of these that is well known enough that people will know what we're talking about is like the In This House We, and it's like the house that people post on Twitter. Yeah, sure, yeah. Sure.
So in this tweet, it's a tree with mm-hmm. apples falling from it.
Not a Teresa.
Not a Teresa. So there's two apples falling from a tree, and then the apples on the bottom have the names attached. So mm-hmm. like my dream is that those two apples mean something. And I know it doesn't. It's, but like, can we like have fun?
You can have fun, but it's like obviously they have the two falling apples because they need to show that the apples were coming from the tree.
That the apples don't fall far from the tree.
Sure, yes.
Okay, so my dream is this. We're going to St. Bart's. How do you go to St. Bart's without Aviva Drescher? And famously, Aviva Drescher shows up last.
Okay.
Because she needs Reed to help her get there. But this time...
Well, she wasn't going to come at all, but then Heather and Carol yeah. convinced her to come.
Yeah. But this time, since she's not announced the cast, she's there waiting for them, greeting them in the pink/peach blazer, white button-down shirt with a banner, rah-rah, you did it.
Mm-hmm.
I would jump out of my skin.
Good. Like, you'd do cartwheels.
I do cartwheels. I would swing from a chandelier.
You'd
I'd
be screaming.
I do all of...
All the things that you do in this home every night.
Okay. So obviously this is just a fantasy. And then obviously there's still another apple unaccounted for. So like more surprises in store for us.
No. So there's no more surprises okay. in store.
So let's talk about the girls.
Okay.
I think the Lou... Dorinda Sonia part is like the expected.
Yes. And they also are going to be, the three of them are going to be doing like their catchphrases. They're yeah. going to do like, Dorinda's going to be like clip.
Yeah.
Like it's not going to be great. Yeah. I mean, it could be, they can be great.
Yeah. They actually probably could benefit from like listening to producers.
Yes.
Let's tell them to like stop doing that.
Let's get some training in here.
Right? Okay, so then I think like the other three deserve a little bit more attention one by one.
Mm-hmm.
Ramona, having announced that she has retired from Roni, she won't be doing Roni Legacy and then being on this trip.
She's kind of the Cher of Roni. Remember when Cher kept on doing farewell tours?
Which is like the way to do it. Like, let them think this is it.
Exactly.
Let them think this is it. I'm not surprised at all. I'm shocked by people who are surprised, actually.
Yeah, in an era when we have Kristen Doody returning, we've got Jackson, Brittany on Watch What Happens Live, yeah. giving their own like
Peacock
specials.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. Yeah. Okay, so that's Ramona. I think Kelly Bensimone after like the core three was maybe the most assumed.
She was named in every casting rumor.
Yeah.
She was part of that Page Six thing that announced that Jill had been the reason that Roni Legacy wasn't happening, etc.
Yeah.
It's just like,
I'm not excited really.
Does she like, do people like watching her on TV?
Do people like, does she have people in her life to tell her to not do this?
It'll be interesting, but I also feel like it worries me because it feels like we're going to get a very muted Kelly Ben Simone.
Okay.
Because she will have people maybe telling her it didn't go well last time.
I think maybe the only interesting part for me is for the longest time, it would have been Kelly and Jill coming on together as like a force. And then like who's protecting Kelly here without Jill there?
Lou.
Really? Like, I don't think Lou's worried about Lou.
But like they were friends back in the day and I think they've remained kind of friendly.
I know, but like the Lou that was friends with Kelly on the show, does that Lou even exist anymore?
She's gone.
I don't think she's with us. Okay. And then maybe the most exciting part of it all, really.
I was excited.
Chris and Takeman.
Yeah. And obviously like since she obviously wasn't a name who would have been part of like the regular Roni legacy because she doesn't live in New York. So the fact that we're going on a trip opens her up to be on Roni legacy, girls trip, whatever we're calling it. And we haven't seen her in a long time on camera. And her first season, she was a huge part of the drama.
Well, famously, first season.
Yeah.
One of the rare girls. You get that. I bet you the fact that she's doing a trip rather than filming a regular season is probably better in terms of her personal life because she's still with the man.
Yeah, and that was going to be my question. Which one of these girls is going to bring up the Ashley Madison, allegedly, of it all?
Which one?
Dorinda.
You think?
Dorinda gets mean.
I know, but it doesn't, it feels like Dorinda would bring that up, like, if Kristen, like, doesn't put the milk away or something. Like, there's got to be, like, a trigger point. Like, I don't think she's going to bring it up, like,
But I think there will be a trigger point. Obviously, they do have history. They were on the same show together, and I do think that Kristen might say, maybe Kristen says something first about all there is to say about Dorinda.
Oh, I mean, Kristen famously, like holding her wine glass out as Dorinda's like having a meltdown in the restaurant.
Dorinda's like first meltdown that she had. Yeah.
But like back then we didn't recognize it as a meltdown.
We just thought it was like a special occasion. A
special occasion. Oh yeah. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. No, I'm here for the take mana songs.
Yeah. They're take minning it.
Okay. Okay. One last thing, and I think the perfect transition into reboot, when all the dolls were at the upfronts.
Yeah.
And Takeman's like, with the old girls and the new girls, it's almost like, Takeman, like,
she should be with the new girls. Yeah.
Like, what are we doing here?
Yeah, she was like with her peers and their elders.
Okay, let's talk about the reboot, because we got that like boring tease a week or two ago.
It was the apple and somebody picked it up.
Then we got like a start spreading the news tease.
With like Andy behind a newspaper?
Which was, that actually like turned me off.
Why?
Andy's not part of the show.
I know, but he's Mr. New York.
I know. I didn't get it.
I think it's like Bravo being like, you like Andy? He loves New York.
Then you'll like this. Then I was just like walking through the city, starts running the news, like a very uninspired tease, I would say. And then like, okay, so the tease then is also the photo shoot.
Yeah.
Which,
on the buildings.
I think the individual photos I like, but the group photo copying the view on the same rooftop, not doing it for me.
I liked it.
I would say Bryn, really, of the girls in the photo shoot, is the one that's gagging me.
She's doing amazing, sweetie. She's literally wearing the
pearls.
Kim K Playboy look.
Yeah.
Love Kim K then wore it to the Met Gala, basically.
Yeah. I'm loving every second of it.
I mean, Bryn is a star.
We got the tease. Did we get the trailer the same day?
I think it all came out around the same time.
I mean, I know time is a social construct, but like, Was it the same day?
I think it was.
Okay. Like in the morning, we got the tease. The tease for the trailer that afternoon.
I don't know. This has been like two weeks for me, mm-hmm. nonstop.
Okay. Trailer. We just rewatched. Brynn is the star of the show.
She really is. If you want to play a fun game, rewatch the trailer now. Just watch Brynn.
Just watch Brynn. And that's most of the trailer.
No, I mean, I really enjoyed the trailer. It feels to me like it hit the exact right notes. And I'm excited for the show.
So here's the thing. I think there's a few factors. Number one, my expectations were on the floor. The bar was on the floor. Because I just wasn't getting like a great vibe at BravoCon of the girls standing up there.
You didn't get a vibe from them standing.
I didn't get a good standing vibe. It just felt very like, I know this is maybe a little reductive, but like influencer the vibes. Thing is,
they're not influencers.
They're not influencers. Okay, we're not.
Everyone's saying, everyone online is like saying these influencers, but they're like not influencers. They're not influencers.
Okay. So my expectations were low. And then also the other thing, when you watch a trailer for a Housewives that has no history, like a season mm-hmm. one trailer, it's hard to really like even get what's going on or who's mm-hmm. who. But I feel like I got it.
Yeah, now I know who's who.
Yeah, I know who's who.
I know the girls.
I kind of, and then now I think we've heard Andy talking about Jenna Lyons on the mm-hmm. show. And it's like, I think the way he's describing it is she's not driving story, but her existence is driving story.
She's not purposely driving yeah. story. She's doing it accidentally.
Yeah.
She's the accidental activist.
I'm loving it. I'm yeah. loving that.
Just also just like looking at her excites me.
Mm-mm. Very chic.
Yeah.
Let me just say.
Stop. And it sounds like we're going to get like some storylines where she comes across as very snobby, which I love.
I know. I guess this is one of those things where like, oh, you were this high position of J. Crew, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you always hear like, okay, like someone like leaves and then they go like find something else, right?
Yeah.
And I always think like that's because of money, but it sounds like she made all the money she needs.
Right. What does she do? Well, she's got like a company
she's
now.
I think she's just like dipping and doing, but like she's not J. Crewin.
Yeah, she's not J. Crewin.
But it sounds like you can like be very rich for a period of time and then just like do what you want, really.
Yeah, I'm excited to see their apartments.
Oh, well, that's the other thing. Like, here's the thing with Roni.
The apartments used to be like shitholes.
It's hard to look rich.
Right.
In New York City.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if you're rich in New York, you're looking normal.
Yeah, exactly.
So to like look rich in New York, you're like super rich.
Yeah. Like, I mean, like, old New York.
Was once New Amsterdam.
Like, Ramona's apartment was a nice size for a New York City apartment. But like compared to like what we're looking at in like Beverly Hills, it's not, there's like no square feet.
Well, we were always joking like Dorinda's apartment in the city was like a one bedroom.
Yeah. Dorinda's apartment in the city was like smaller than your old apartment in downtown Brooklyn.
I mean, Lou couldn't keep a home.
We were always moving. Speaking of dipping and doing.
And then, the queen of dipping and doing.
Obviously, Sonia's townhouse. And then, well, like, once Leah and Ebony came around, those were just like normal apartments.
Yeah, we were.
I'm going to Ebony's building tomorrow.
It's like, how are you let in to the building?
But like the fact that I have like peers access. Who are her peers.
Yeah. We're all peers here.
Yeah.
Oh man, I'm looking forward to it. What is it? June or July?
July 16th. Right after my birthday.
Oh, what a gift.
Yeah, and you better... My birthday is July 13th, everyone listening. I take gifts.
Subscribe to Patreon. The perfect gift. Oh my God, this week, Patreon, 15 iconic moments for Housewives. We got Adrian Maloof.
Yeah.
We got Alex McCord.
Yeah.
We got...
Dorinda Medley.
Dorinda!
Camille Grammer.
What are we doing here without Dorinda?
Exactly. That's a Sonny Morganza.
That didn't even come up as an option.
But I would actually like gifts that aren't you subscribing to Patreon.
No, I prefer subscribing to Patreon because that's a gift for me too. Okay. let's do Atlanta taglines.
Okay.
Okay. So we had to wait for 3 episodes for this, but here we are. First, Marlo Hampton.
Okay.
My past may be checkered, but my future is solid gold.
That's good.
I love it.
Yes.
Especially with like the gold theme of the promo shoot.
Wasn't that like orange theme? Were they wearing gold?
No, they're wearing gold.
Okay.
Yeah. Mostly are like shades of gold. Okay. Next up, Drew Sidora. Forget the gaslight. I'm taking the spotlight.
That's good.
I think it might be best. Best in show.
That's good for, especially like, but like, it's about what happened after the show.
I don't think it needs to be after, because last year, everyone's telling her, you're being gaslit, you're being gaslit, you're being gaslit. Mm-hmm. And now, like, as we will get into when we talk about Atlanta, we're starting the music career up.
So thank she's God.
Taking the spotlight. Okay. Candy Burris. My roots are in Atlanta, but my branches are worldwide.
That's good.
This is probably one of the best since I may be small. Oh, my God. But my empire is still growing.
No, that's great.
It's really good.
I would say better than Drew's.
Okay. Different strokes for different folks. Kenya. I got to do it justice.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't do it for the culture. Honey, I am the culture. It's very like rule of culture number 73.
That's good. That's
good. Okay, Sonya. If you can't keep the pace, stay out of my race.
It's solid. I mean, her solid entire like personality is about running.
Well, I mean, she is a gold
medalist
winner.
Yes.
Okay, Sheree. She by Sheree. More like she broke the internet. It's like, no, you broke your internet. It's like you didn't plug it in or something.
No, it's perfectly Sheree.
Yeah.
Delusion. They're actually, every single one of those is pretty good.
No, Atlanta tends to be good. It tends to be good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're not doing like word salad like we're in Beverly Hills.
Okay, so that is taglines. We get into the shows, and I think we're getting into Atlanta.
Let's go to Atlanta.
Okay. Let's check in with Drew first, because we were missing her last week.
She hasn't
been
with us. And like Dan likes to say, she's the future of Atlanta.
She is the future of Atlanta.
Though I saw someone say, Sonya's the future of Atlanta online.
It makes you feel sick. If that's the future, I don't believe in it. That's not the future I believe in. No, actually, I was having more fun with her this week. But Drew, to come back, and I don't even know if we like landed on the family struggles. Something's going on with her dad.
Yeah, we landed. The dad has Alzheimer's and he's been put into a nursing home.
We landed pretty hard.
Yeah.
It was a hard land, actually. Yeah. But she's back in the studio as well.
Good.
And we come to learn that she's released a song. Now, I like to think I'm keeping my finger on the pulse of music releases of the Housewives.
Mm-hmm.
Little did I know. Like, is this one of those things where I release a song, but like she actually didn't release until this episode dropped?
I don't know. Did you listen to it?
No.
Oh, I thought you were a Drew fan.
Okay. But then, side note, Candace announces she's releasing a remix of one of the songs from Deepfake's Deluxe featuring Drew this upcoming weekend.
Good. And then, like, hopefully the Deep Space era
comes to a close.
And we start the new era.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Yeah. I mean,
Shallow Space.
I'm hoping that, like, we get, like, an announcement at our show that we go to New York. Like, fans, I want you to be the first to know. We're going to...
While you drink your juicy juice.
We're going to the Milky Way.
Yeah.
No, we're in the Milky Way.
No.
We're going to the
Sun.
The deeper space.
Black hole? Ooh, she should call it black hole.
Okay. Let's check in with Candy, which I feel like Candy actually had a lot going on this episode.
This scene.
Candy's awake.
The things that we're doing.
Which scene? Are we talking about
when we're tasting?
Okay, when we're tasting. Let's taste first. Yeah.
So we're tasting. Okay. Yeah. So then we're opening up a Mexican restaurant also.
But we had flashback to 3 years ago of us like thinking about opening the Mexican restaurant.
I think they're going to call it Ole G.
Ole G. You got to give it to them. You got it.
The brand, sometimes the branding gets too.
No, it's good.
The references sometimes are too. Inner circle.
Well, I think they're realizing with Blaze, it's like, oh no, we should have. Like, we're not succeeding because we don't have like enough of a reference.
Blaze is like so. That restaurant could be anywhere by anyone.
So I don't know if you can speak to this, but like they're talking about how this is like they put this restaurant in like not the right part of town or something.
I think. Yeah, and I think I know where they're talking about. Also, that's when the producer walks on to try to get them to talk about what happened at Blaze.
I mean, our cousin is showing up in Sling.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's the perfect opportunity to discuss.
But they can't because it's like legal issues.
No, obviously, like if there is an open court case, you're not going to want to like talk about it. Yeah.
You know who talks about all his legal issues?
Jeff Lewis
every day.
That's like his strategy in the court case. Yeah. Okay, but the other candy thing for me was when she was with Sonia and they're like having a good time and Sonia brings up like, "Oh yeah, I was hanging out with Courtney," and I'm like, there's one other girl that, like, Sheree, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
Courtney's like, yeah. Candy went someplace and talked about it and posted it on Instagram. And after she posted, like,
the crowd,
the wrong crowd went there and it was ghetto.
Yeah.
And then Candy's like, oh, so what did you say in response to that? And Sonia's like, Which is funny because like this is actually the same Sonia we got last year where she doesn't know the Housewives game at all. She's so bad at it.
Yeah, like don't go repeating this information if you didn't sit there and defend.
Yeah.
Like you're going to have to answer for this at the reunion.
Mm.
The other thing about Courtney is she's Ralph's cousin.
Yeah. She's Courtney in the act. she's Ralph's like... On great aunt.
There's a great aunt involved somewhere.
And when there's a great aunt involved, you know that's great.
We're going far away, though, for that reference.
Yeah. Okay, let's check in. Okay, so Kenya is visiting Sheree in the distribution center. Mm-hmm. Sheree in the distribution center.
Walking in.
Being like, can you iron these clothes? And they're like, it'll cost you.
It's like...
She's like, forget it. Forgot he said anything.
Like, also, like, who's working here? Like, Sheree.
Mm-mm.
Sheree interacting with, like, people she's employing is always so wild.
She just, like, never knows where to meet them.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Kenya and her getting into it over the fight that we kind of glossed over between her and Martell.
Mm-hmm. And like Sheree points out that Kenya has this habit of calling black men aggressive.
Yes.
And so it's like this interesting conversation that they're having. Mm. And I didn't even think that like we'd have a scene between the two of them like one-on-one like this.
Right away.
What had happened in last week's episode. So, but that goes to show like that is the professionalism of these Atlanta women too.
Yeah.
They will show up.
Oh yeah. There's no, I'm not filming with. Although there was, I'm not filming with Portia and Kenya for a while.
Yeah.
Yeah. But the interesting counterpoint of Sheree's thing is Sheree like laughing at Candy bringing the wrong crowd and being ghetto.
Mm-hmm.
So that was interesting.
Yeah.
Do we get much from Marlo this week? I don't think so.
There's not a ton, no.
No. Yeah. That was Atlanta. I was down on the first episode of Atlanta, and then mm-hmm. I came around, I think, a little bit more in the second episode.
I think, like, now that Drew's back...
that's what I was missing, really. Yeah.
But, like, we're now seeing the things that they're talking about on camera. The first episode was, like, I felt like I was playing catch-up with things that were going on off camera that we were, like, having to catch up on.
I just don't know where we're going. Like, what's the direction?
Girl, where do you think we're going?
Where do you think we're going? Sound off in the comments below. Okay. Let's do Summerhouse Martha's Vineyard.
Let's go.
So I only caught this recently before recording this podcast because I was like, really, I had to be in Hyrule on Sunday night.
so stupid.
So I'm here finally. I take like a ferry from Hyrule to Martha's Vineyard.
Can't you be on Hyrule when you're in Martha's Vineyard, like on the little thing you hold?
So here's the thing. I could, but I feel like that would be both disrespectful to Martha and to Hyrule.
Because, like, the experience is a lot better on the bigger screen or whatever.
Yeah, but also, I want to give the attention that Martha and Hyrule each deserve.
Sure.
Okay, so Martha. What's number one to me, like, and this is, I love looking at things on, like, the production, big picture level. We still have two people in cast photo who we have not met.
Crazy. And we have all these people who aren't in cast photo.
We got Mariah still, two episodes deep. And so that means three episodes because she didn't leave this episode.
Uh-huh.
And we met Phil.
Yeah. Phil, who fucking took a shit.
Phil is like not reading the room.
He's not well. Well, I mean, like, he fell into a bush on his way into the house.
Okay, so it's not like he missed a flight. Is it like I'm at the airport drinking all day situation?
It must have been. Right?
I think it's a little bit of that, but like to come in, there's like another level of coming in and being like, oh, this is my room.
Yeah.
Because I told my friend to claim a bed for me.
Yeah, to leave a note.
And he's like upset with Nick over this. And it's like, you should be upset with Bria if anyone.
Yeah.
But not really even Bria.
Right. It's wild. He's also like coming in and calling people like bald off the top and then like being like, that shirt would be cool if it was a size bigger or something. It's like, what the fuck?
Okay. Shall we go to Moon Mass? Mm-hmm. Mariah, what are we doing?
Oh my god!
There's nary a single soul interested in Moon Mass.
It was like too cold. Mm. The smoke was getting into people's eyes.
It's interesting that it's too cold because I do know this was filmed in like August, I think.
But those Massachusetts summers. And then think about it. They're on an island.
Mm, oh my God. The breeze.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. So we have a showdown over the dog materials and the towels.
So like the problem was she put the dog stuff in with clean towels?
See, that's what I'm not really getting. Is like, if we're washing, we're washing.
Right? Yeah.
Like, I don't really want a dog toy. But like, I don't.
But like, I guess there's like the possibility that there could be like hair that remains, doesn't make it through the wash or whatever.
Listen, I wouldn't go as crazy as Mariah was getting, but I am loving seeing like the other, like there's pro dog and anti dog.
Yeah.
I'm loving
the representation of anti dog activists.
But I would never go so crazy as this.
It's like,
We're pushing and shoving.
I know. Imagine Lisa Vanderpump watching this.
Oh my, she would stop this forever. Okay. Okay. Oh. Nick was a little nasty when Shanice came in.
Yes, about her looks.
It's like, yeah, she's not in full glam from her Instagram photo off the plane.
You know how hard it is to get to Martha's Vineyard? You got to go plane, bus,
another plane,
ferry, bus, another bus,
another club. We got to go to Flavors, another club.
Yeah. Shanice is the one who went in the first car to the dinner, right? And left her friend behind.
Oh, Bria?
Yeah.
I don't know who's in what car, but okay.
I think Bria was mad that she got left behind.
Oh, I think no. I think Bria was mad that like Shanice was in the car while the fight was going.
Yeah, she like left the fight and then, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
She didn't want to take a side.
Yeah. I understood Mariah not going out with the group, but why was Preston staying home?
I don't know. Like, he's gay.
I do think when Alex and I were in Martha, we like looked up like, is there a gay moment here? And I don't think there's, I think there's nary a gay moment.
No.
No. Very Dolores.
I mean.
And the ropes course.
The like closest, the only gay thing there is I think there's like a part of it called Gay Head.
Mm.
Like there's a part of Martha's Vineyard called Gay Head.
Oh, but that's the most you're going to get is the name.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think it's called Gay Head.
Or you could like think about Provincetown being.
You can swim to Provincetown.
Okay. I love going to Flavors and like everyone not liking it.
Yeah.
Jasmine and Silas. I'm not sure this is right.
It's. Seems like...
It's like, I don't think you should, Lisa Barlow vibes.
Yeah, it seems like they don't know each other all that well, and he's weirdly controlling.
So, as I guessed last week, this is a pure COVID relationship.
When they said they met
at the top,
April 6th, 2020, I was like, we were all still in our houses.
But I almost think, like, April 6th was almost when, like, the rest of the nation were, like, started in the house. Like, in New York, we were in, like, mid-March.
Yeah.
And then, like, they were figuring it out in other parts of the country.
Yeah, this was, like, like, at this point, I feel like people were criticizing, like, remember the gay party that happened early COVID?
Oh.
And, like, everyone was obsessed and dragging everyone?
Yeah.
Like, that was this era. How were you going on dates?
No, people were going on dates like park dates.
Yeah.
But they were not doing a park
date. Not April 6th, though.
April 6th.
No, I was still banging a pot in a pan. Yeah. And crossing the street when somebody would walk by.
For clappy hour?
Yeah.
No, I love this detail. I'm so glad we're like learning all of this. But how do we meet April 2020, and we are full blown married.
Yeah,
June 2022.
People move quick.
No, actually, you know what? I'm sounding like Danielle right now.
Yeah, you did have a pretty long relationship before you got engaged.
I know, but we were young.
Also, like literally, marriage equality hadn't come to the entire country. It was legal in New York, but...
Like, freshly legal in New York.
Yeah.
When we started dating.
2011, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
2014 is when you started dating. Oh, you don't want to say? Sorry.
No. Like, all right, how fresh? Like, off the tree? Ripe? That was it ripe? Jesus Christ. Okay, yeah. I love Amir.
Oh, he's so handsome.
It's like, oh, what's the podcast that does the battle?
Oh.
The girls?
Like two judgy girls?
Two girls?
I think it's two judgy girls.
Amir?
They do the battle of the men every year.
To quote Monique Ooh, he's taking it.
Jeez, Dan, I've never seen you get H word.
No, I was just quoting it like Monique.
Okay.
I didn't have a bone. Oh no, we love Amir. Who's Amir's counterpart?
Girly Pop.
Jasmine's best friend or a friend, Jordan? Jordan sounds right.
Yeah, Jordan.
Okay.
Because he was like, the only thing was he did go like, I'm claiming Jordan. When he was with the men. I don't like when men are together talking like men.
Mm-mm. Jordan and Jasmine in the streets, pushing, shoving. Jasmine is like, for Jasmine to be the matriarch, she's a little crazy.
I mean, it's like,
it is the
Hub House walked so she could run.
Oh no, but I think she's like the equivalent to Kyle.
So that makes sense.
Yeah, exactly. Because
he's also crazy.
Yeah, he's crazy too. I'm having a good time in the vineyard.
Me too. Me too. Very.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Much so.
Okay. Shall we get to the Hamptons?
Yes, let's go.
We're picking up with Carl and Robert, Roberto.
Yeah.
Danielle's not one of the girls.
Yeah. And then we're going to the alley with Kyle. And then all of a sudden it's, you will never see my face again.
I mean, okay. I think Kyle is doing a good job in trying to fix the situation.
Yeah.
No?
Yeah.
Yeah.
One that he helped start
he helped start last week, but I do think in the week in between, I'm sure 30 people told them Danielle was acting crazy.
Sure.
I don't think if Kyle had not said anything, we would not still have arrived at
the
same.
Of course you defend Kyle in that way. He started it. And it made them stew. Mm.
But somehow Lindsay baked a pineapple upside down cake.
Good.
There's actually there's a pineapple upside down cake in the Allison Roman dessert book that I had no interest in making. But now that Hub House did it, I kind of wanted to take a stab at it.
When I was a Boy Scout, we went camping and someone made a pineapple upside down cake over the campfire somehow.
did they cast magic? How did they
I don't know. I remember it being really cool and good.
Okay.
Mm. I was a gamer back then. I brought my Game Boy. Camping.
What games were in your Game Boy?
I think I was playing a Simpsons game at that point.
Okay. So you were what's the right word? Not branded, a licensed girl. You like the licensed games.
Are other games not licensed?
So like,
oh, like licensed to a what? A brand?
From a, like, Simpsons, Mickey Mouse, okay.
No, I would play anything. I had Kirby.
Oh, well, of course. Kirby was the girl on GameCube.
Yeah. Boy?
Yeah, but like, the girl.
No, Game Boy, not Cube.
I always thought, why is there a game girl? Come on.
There was, remember Talk Boys? They did come out with the Talk Girl. Yes, yeah,
I do remember that.
I had the phone, the Talk Girl phone.
Yeah. Okay, so Lindsay comes and does not help.
Yeah. Well, she's activated.
We're going to go to Hampton Social, where we have real friends. Oh, no. She's actually, interestingly enough, that night asking, where is my boyfriend?
Yeah.
And like a more sober Lindsay would have said, where's my fiance?
And next week, she talks about her husband, as we saw in the preview.
Yeah. Well, I actually like that. I don't think that was a misstep. I think that was like a sticking your chest out, like, yeah, you know?
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
I liked how you stuck your chest out when you said that.
Okay. So they disappear. They don't, we're waking up. The bed's made.
Mm-hmm.
They never came home. We have boat day. We go out to the boats. I do want to just like nip the Carl and Lindsay part in the bud.
Mm-hmm.
Them sneaking in when everyone is gone. Carl, like, it's actually crazy. Carl being even angrier than he was last night. Like,
I know.
Throwing towels over cameras.
It's crazy.
Producer and Lindsay being like, no, we need to shoot us leaving.
Yeah.
Lindsay, the consummate professional, saying like, it won't make sense if we just disappear.
She knows.
I mean, this is the girl we love.
Mm-hmm. Though it would have made sense if they just disappeared.
I know, but she wants to make a TV show.
Of course.
Yeah, so they disappear. Okay, so now we're on two boats. Why can't we fit on one?
That made no sense. That bigger boat seems like it could hold, but maybe it's the crew.
The crew. That's where I landed is like, okay, we got, it's like 6 and 6 almost, right?
Yeah.
Kind of 5 and 5 maybe.
Mm-hmm. It's interesting. Paige and Craig are in different boats.
Yeah, but when you're like together for a while, it doesn't matter anymore.
Yeah.
It's like the only two that really want to be together are Corey and Sam.
Mm-hmm.
Because everyone else, like, you see each other all the time.
Yeah, who cares?
Yeah. Kyle, like, paddling over to the other boat was a lot of fun. I just like him. I'm sorry.
You love him so much.
One minute I'm loving Amir. Next minute I'm loving Kyle. It's like, what?
Of all the, like, men on the kid shows, I think Kyle is one that Andy likes among the highest.
Oh. Well, I think he used to like all the Vanderpump guys so much.
Uh-huh.
And then he realized like they're all really shitty.
They're idiots, yeah.
So like now he knows like, oh, let me like Craig. Let me like Kyle.
And I think Kyle is smarter than most of them.
Oh, so he appreciates his intelligence.
Yes. Mm. I hate that I'm calling Kyle smart.
No, he is. I do think like that's well known, especially after
it's well known.
Especially after the traitors.
Yeah.
Come on.
It's well known in the community that Kyle is smart.
Yeah. Boat day turned into probably the biggest slob kebab day of the entire summer.
Mm-hmm. I mean, Craig, man.
I'm actually like happy that Carl was not here for this.
Mm-hmm.
Because I don't even want to be here for this.
Well, it's like you're drinking all day in the sun on a boat. Mm. That is slob kebab.
And like the fact that we have two guests hosting,
mm-hmm.
Craig and Corey.
Yeah, the sushi.
Making like gross sushi.
Ooh.
I really don't want to like touch that.
Sushi made by Craig from Southern Charm.
And I got to say, like, it was such a turn off. Like, I don't like that energy of like destroying things and like throwing things in the pool.
That was his gag in Winterhouse though too.
Oh, was it?
Remember he kept on like purposely breaking glasses and stuff.
Oh, I think that's so gross.
Me too.
It's like one of the grossest things you could do.
It's horrible.
It's like,
well, it's like that is straight,
that's
cis
culture.
Men culture. Yeah, it's like, what do they do when they win a fucking game or lose a game? They destroy cities. Yeah, have you seen Philadelphia?
We turn cars over.
Have you seen Boston? Yeah, I lived near the North End in Boston in college. It was a horror show.
Yeah, I really didn't care for that.
It's like, and they are the ones who have the most rights. Think about how fucked up that is.
Let's turn that upside down.
Yeah, come on. Please.
Okay, we got to talk about Megabed and the moving of the nightstand with 500 empty bottles on the nightstand.
Like Burger King.
Wrappers,
Burger King, like old Diet Cokes.
Lover boys abound.
Horrible.
A horror show.
That's disgusting.
It makes you feel sick.
Megabed's fun, though.
I mean, that's your like dream come true.
A giant bed? You know how much Willy Wonka time you can do?
You
can
do so much Willy Wonka time. Well. Okay. I almost forgot. Like, after boat day, Danielle turns into like the principal.
Okay, so we are having a good time after boat day. Like, everyone's like kind of buzzed and like fucking around. And the two newbies, Chris and Corey, decide to go into Carl and Hub House's
empty room.
Empty room. And like poke around. Something that like a lot of people would do, probably.
Mm, yeah, sure.
And they find two like fucking plastic cowboy hats
from Kyle's birthday party.
And they put them on and they're like running around, and there's like this masterly done miscommunication that happens where Chris, I think, says to Maya, "Oh, yeah, we're shopping in Carl's room," like joking about the hats. And she then reports to Danielle.
Maya.
Yeah, apparently people are shopping in Lindsay and Carl's room. They're all putting on like different clothes of theirs and like all the, like, blows it out of proportion.
Danielle's like, "How dare you?
That is not funny.
I can destroy the most important day in their life, but you dare put on a cowboy hat from their bedroom?"
We should be above this. We should be above this.
I can't wait for the reunion.
It's more. She's gonna have a lot to answer for.
Almost more than like Vanderpump Rules reunion.
No, but okay.
So Vanderpump Rules reunion.
Let's not be crazy.
I know. But listen. Obviously, I'm excited for Vanderpump Rules reunion. But like, what is there to say? It is what it is, right? Mm-hmm. Whereas like this is, the stakes are lower, but higher. Not higher. The stakes are lower, but also still high.
I actually wouldn't say the stakes are lower. It's just like not as, the people aren't talking about it as much.
Oh, well, that's a whole different ball game. But like, this is a long-term friendship.
Yeah.
You know?
And it's, I think Lindsay went scorched earth, so I wonder how much we'll get out of her.
But, I think we covered it, the preview next week.
She looks so scary.
I'm loving it. I actually I see myself in this.
The two of them coming back in the same weekend with their luggage. I want to know.
It's like icon behavior.
Like, what the fuck?
No, a producer's like, "You better fucking get the fuck back in there." And Lindsay's like, aye, Captain.
Oh my God.
I'm loving every fucking second of it. Wow.
We need to get a Vanderpump person on Summer House next season to get us some ratings. So
who's your choice?
Maybe Ariana. She's dating somebody who's New York based.
Oh. To quote Lisa Rinna.
But the unfortunate thing is that they film Vanderpump films in the summer.
Especially this summer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So But maybe like a guest star.
A weekend.
Oh yeah, throw them in for a week.
Give her like a half up, half down.
Let's do an epic crossover.
Oh, Back to the Roots.
Yes. But send the girls, the Vanderpump girls.
Oh my God. But what's the connection? What girl are they connecting to?
They're one big Bravo family.
Oh, true definition of a Bravo family.
Yeah, and she was with she was with Kyle last night after Watch What Happens Live.
Yes, yes. How could I forget that?
You just cracked yourself up. It is a good reference.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Okay.
Why don't we head on over to
the Garden State.
The Garden State, and like kind of like Vanderpump Rules, like a fake finale once again.
Right.
You know, because we have this finale and then we have a one episode Teresa's Getting Married finale.
Yeah, it's called like, it's branded, yeah.
Yeah, Teresa's Getting Married, yeah. Okay, so it's all about celebrating
Ireland,
the Ireland Prohibition, which I don't think this is a thing. Actually, I was Googling it, and I know that we have a good Ireland listenership, so I would love to like really get to the bottom of this. I think that there was a Good Friday no sale of alcohol prohibition for a long time, but not like the Roaring Twenties prohibition of the United States.
Right. And also like lots of places in the US still, like there's certain days where you can't buy or sell alcohol.
Well, you can't like sell it like before noon on Sunday or something. But
for years and years and years until pretty recently, I grew up in Boston. Georgia.
Oh, yeah.
And Sundays you couldn't buy or sell alcohol.
Even in like a bar?
No, like a liquor store, I think.
That's so funny. In a liquor store, but you could sell in a bar.
I guess. Yeah. Laws are stupid.
Yeah. There's some good ones.
No, there's some good ones. Yeah.
There's some good ones.
No, but yeah, it's just funny because like all these people on this show are too...
No one's asking the hard questions.
They aren't bright enough to realize that prohibition was like an American thing.
Yeah. We're just showing Irish prohibition. Yeah. Okay, speaking of like the Irish component of this though, the girls they had dancing outside, first of all, like were they dancing from start to finish?
Right.
And then I couldn't tell, like, are these children or are these like old women?
These are children.
I'm not sure.
I think that they're children that they like borrow. They just are heavily made up.
Okay. I was confused.
My big problem here is like, we have them dancing for the sound effect on this like piece of plywood. I was like, could we not stain this piece of wood? Can we like add a lacquer to it?
I loved coming like straight from Home Depot.
Yeah.
I love a Home Depot special.
It really does cheapen the events. No offense.
No.
Yeah.
I felt this was a high class event, actually.
I thought this was a classy party.
Okay, so Jeff Fessler.
Yes.
I'm going big picture here. Jeff Fessler felt like a kid on Christmas morning. Like he was not engaging, but his eyes were like wide watching and like a smile on his face. Uh-huh. Even when people were like screaming at each other.
I know. Jen Fessler, she should have brought Cazzie and Mazzy, first of all. They would have fit in with the red hair,
of course,
Irish.
Of course.
And then her trying to set up Frankie with her
give me
daughter,
your phone.
With her daughter. I want eyes on the daughter.
Oh. Well, you know, that's probably our full-time tomato special next year.
Yeah, the tomato special she's given. They're going to do a tomato special about Jen Fessler.
No.
They're going to do it before they were housewives about Jen Fessler.
No, it's very like Sutton Strack, like, oh, you think you know, you have no idea.
Exactly.
Here's my daughter.
Who recently had a birthday, I believe.
Oh, well, it only comes once a year.
Yeah. What's her name, like Parker?
Parker Posey. Okay. We got Frank and Tanya and Brittany in the house.
Good. Get them in the house.
We've got
the Goldschneiders.
We have the Goldschneiders. I would say we probably got more audio from Evan than Jackie this episode.
Yes.
I'm sad to say.
Yes.
I'm not sure I heard Jackie's voice.
Yeah. I shared space with them last Saturday.
Oh, I know that.
Yes.
it's always good to see them.
Yeah, it's always good when they come out for the dolls.
We got Marge and Joe Josephs.
Yes.
We got Joey and Melissa, of course.
You just naming the cast.
No, but what I'm going to say is the last to show up was Tree and Louie.
They were busy investigating people.
So, like, you know, I've got my finger on the pulse. The girls are saying online, oh, Tree was, like, nervous, didn't want to come because she knew what was going to go down this episode with a soldier.
Right.
That soldier being
Danielle Cabral.
Soldier Cabral.
Yes. Sergeant Cabral.
Sergeant Cabral had an attack order.
Yeah. At 5,900. What are the times?
5,900? It goes up to 2,400, sweetie. We're going like 2 days in, 2 days forward.
Yes. Speaking of like 2 days, the fact that we're here like 3 days before Teresa's wedding, I'm like,
don't you have anything to do?
You should be like resting.
No, but what's funny is we're here 3 days before. Tomorrow night we have the pre, and then we got the pre, and then we got the main event.
Yeah. And we had heard about this event online happening. Little did we know. I feel like the detail didn't come out that we were at an Irish themed party.
Sometimes you gotta save for the show. Yeah.
That was a pleasant surprise. I kind of liked that Irish flag mural. I would like that in my home.
I kind of liked a spotlight on different Irish foods that we don't really hear about.
Yeah.
Like a bacon wrapped stuffing, like, sign me up for that.
Yeah. And I like that we're getting like a little taste of whiskey as you walk in.
Oh my. How many close-up shots of the man pouring into
with
the glass?
With the two glasses in one hand.
It was definitely the same shot you saw over and over.
Also, like, going back to the Irish dancers, like, Pauly lives in like a townhouse community. And did you notice like the onlookers as people were getting out, the Irish dancers? It was funny.
No, I did. I missed that. I'm like too focused.
I love when they have an audience. Mm.
Okay. So, Danielle, she is the messenger.
So, yeah, she never wanted to hear this information to begin with. So she's telling Melissa during this party, because it's the last party and she has to.
She's talking about it with Jen Aiden. And Jen Aiden's like, no, you can't say it. But it's like, Jen Aiden, once we say it on the show, we said it to everybody.
Don't you think Jen Aiden was like going through the motions of, no, you can't say it?
Okay. Yeah, I guess so. Sure. I do think this was like Danielle Cabral's best moment of the season.
Yeah.
In terms of like, she finally had like something to really sink her teeth into.
She was really born to serve. Like, be a soldier.
How is serving impacted you? I don't know. Ask her. You're like truly psych.
No, but you know what I mean?
Yeah.
She's just very comfortable in this role.
Yeah.
And like, it feels like she's watched all the people before her who have served Tree.
She's like seen all the fallen soldiers.
She's serving Tree.
And she's like, no, I can serve with honor.
It's so stupid. So she's serving, and Marge keeps on hearing her name, or like Marge is reading lips. Actually,
that's actually a good skill.
Marge loves reading lips, whether they look like a monkey's asshole or not.
Oh my god.
That's a little callback.
Oh, yeah.
So Marge goes over and busts up the show, and that's when all hell breaks.
Okay. So, Louis Ruelas.
I've never seen a man so red.
It's like loving him was red. Drake.
It's a tweet. That's a good tweet to capitalize on the Eras Tour.
Oh, yeah, yeah. He represents the red era.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm gonna from the school of Wendy Williams say allegedly, but like this is a drug, right?
Oh, I don't know.
I mean,
or
I think Zia was welcoming the audience into that assumption by saying like, "Why are your eyes bugging?"
Yeah.
Right?
I guess, yeah. I never know how to identify a drug.
I don't, me neither. Like, the two of us were like the two dopiest dopes.
No, we're not dopes. Dope is drug.
Dope is like, don't do dope.
Yeah. Remember, like, Saved by the Bell when they told us not to do dope?
Yeah. It's like, what is that? I don't even know what that means. Okay. So we're actually like, I loved the like Zia Teresa, like true, like, I don't give a fuck anymore.
Yeah, I hate you.
Like loser.
Yeah. I love,
look at you.
I think loser is the best insult because people don't know what to say to it. Cause like, they're like, am I loser?
Oh, I love look at you.
Yeah.
Because it's like, oh, I got to find a mirror.
Well, trees, that's like trees go to for years and years and years. Look at you. And actually, can I say unequivocally,
because
I think people are wondering.
Are you hugging or are you not?
No. I was going to say, I'm sorry to report, we were on the wrong side of history when this season of Jersey started.
Oh.
And when we declared that we were tree huggers. We are wrong.
You're saying we.
We
you're
were wrong.
Me. You're,
yes.
You're forcing me.
We were wrong
okay.
to do that.
Oh, okay.
And I have seen the light.
No.
Are you still hugging?
No. When I was in Gloucester, I saw a tree hugger hat, and I almost thought, should I?
Yeah, you should have.
I thought about it. Now, listen. I think what like a lot of people online especially forget is we could all be a little wrong. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
No, like I don't understand.
I'm always wrong.
No, but I don't understand the people online who are like, I love Teresa. And there's less people who are like, I love Zia. But it's like, they're not paying you. They're not going to fuck you. Relax. Like,
yeah, they might make out with you in the back of a car. Just kidding.
Only if you're a baseball player.
I thought he was like a reporter.
Reporting on baseball.
I don't know. No. Yeah. So that's what it comes down to. There's this rumor of Teresa. I mean, there's this rumor that Zia was seen in the back of the car of a car somewhere in the city. I think with this man. I think his name. You know.
Oh, we have names.
The name exists out there. Okay. I'm not going to say it.
Okay.
It's pretty easy. Go on like Reddit.
Sure. Or go on Fame Horgas.
That doesn't exist anymore. I think it's still up, but it's not updated. Yeah. So that's the rumor. Apparently it came out a while ago. Joey already knows about it. But then the gag of the season is that
Louis.
This is what Zia's mad about is that Louis summoned Joey to his home to tell him about this and basically say that we think you can do better than Zia, which like actually these people are all loony because if you think that Joey Gorga at this time in our lives can do better than Zia Melis.
But even worse, Gia calling Joey and saying like you can do better than Zia. That was like the final straw for me.
Yeah.
That is so bad.
I don't think so, honey.
I don't think so, honey. Like, I can't imagine an uncle aunt situation, me weighing in. That is, it's like, what's on like Law and Order. Like, these crimes are especially heinous. Like, this crime is especially heinous.
Don't bring up the copaganda show.
Like, that is hard to come back from.
Yeah. It's bad.
Yeah, we need to say it's bad. Yeah. So we're going to have the wedding next week.
And, I mean, like, cameras up, fourth wall broken, we're seeing all the dolls.
Dorinda. I love a Jersey wedding.
Oh my God. Fucking three sheets.
I mean, at a Jersey wedding, yeah. How else should you be?
Yeah. Ion's in the preview.
Oh my God.
Alexia.
Ashley Darby finally has a speaking role. Yep. Can't wait. Okay. Wow. We know you waited over an hour.
We're already over an hour?
Well. Well, over an hour. Four. The Pump Rules finale.
Where were you?
Where were you? I was here. I was home.
I was in my home too. I stopped by this wine store on my way home next to my office because I knew they sell Vanderpump Rosé.
Were they a buzz?
The guy, like someone who was working there, I overheard him going like, "We're selling a lot of that today."
Oh, shut the fuck up.
Yeah, I'm not even joking.
Flying off the shelf.
Well, because like it's not, you're not walking into every wine store and finding Vanderpump Rosé. So when you do, you gotta buy.
Oh, question from the audience. Did you seek it out or you knew it was there?
I knew it was there because I had been to that store with Jamie in the past and we had found it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Important. Okay. I almost think like it would be a good series finale.
Oh.
It's like, let's just, this is, how do you get better than this?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, but we don't want it to end.
No, of course. And we're not ending.
I mean, like, they're throwing, I mean, like, Ariana's making the rounds on, she's not just doing press, she's doing major press. Like, The View is a huge show.
Today's show.
She's on with Hoda Kotb and Jenna Bush Hager, who used to be, I almost said used to be the daughter of a president, is the daughter of a former president.
She remains the daughter of. We are good as Uber Gold.
Oh, yeah. That's another.
I mean, to bring that back.
To bring that back, to choose the three of them for this commercial.
I know. Why are we leaving out?
Katie?
Why are we leaving out?
Terry?
Christina Kelly. Oh. Why are we leaving out Terry Malloy?
I will say my biggest regret for this episode, and I get why she wasn't on it, no Christina Kelly.
That actually was a huge regret. Yeah. And then it's almost like, how did we find space for Charlie and not Christina Kelly?
Well, I mean, I think Christina Kelly is busy.
Oh, yeah. With child.
Yes. I don't think they knew the cultural impact, but like, they should have had Terry Maloney. Yeah, but they wouldn't they know.
They wouldn't know.
Yeah.
They didn't know how important she was.
Also, I want to say, let's release the Maloney cut of last week's episode, because we're hearing a lot of things happened. The brother.
I mean, we're getting like cuts on Peacock of Reunion. Let's get cuts of pre-finale and finale.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. I got to say, we're starting Watch Rapids Live, kind of taking a page from Potomac.
Yes, I loved this, actually.
It's. I don't know if like people put those two and two together.
No.
They didn't.
Only your brain works that hard.
The hardest working part, Bravo brain. All right, so we're picking up with Watch Rapids Live. We're picking up with two confessionals side by side. Are you ready to talk about this? No. And then we're kind of like diving right into the face off.
I didn't realize we were gonna get the face off so early. I thought we were gonna be leading up to that,
either beginning or end, I guess.
Yeah,
right.
And I like how they did it, to be honest.
Yeah, I think it is shockingly impressive, the performance of a lifetime that Ariana gave on this very Friday, the Friday that we recorded an emergency episode. Like, how do you even like, have your thoughts together?
I don't know. Her mind, really, truly. I was even thinking, like, she is, like, beautifully media trained. When I was watching, like, The View today, I was like, wow, she really knows. She's really got it. Mm. She might be one of our greater minds.
Greater minds, yeah. Yeah. Okay, so let's also, like, zoom out a little bit. She's talked about in the media how when she discovered between then and this scene, he was so nasty to her.
Yeah.
Like mean, mm-hmm. yelling, mm-hmm. da 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 da. And now he's crying all of a sudden. And she's able to, like, work with the Sandoval of the screen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And also we're talking around, we're saying a recorded FaceTime. We're talking around what was going on in that FaceTime.
Yeah, because it's like, oh, why would you record, like, you chatting on FaceTime?
Also, in general, like, who thinks to record the FaceTime when you're, like, masturbating?
like, for me, recording is, like, I'm trying to get, like, a clip off of YouTube.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, my brain doesn't go to, like, phone conversations and video chats.
No, like, stuff. I'm trying to put something on, like, Twitter that I think is funny that, like, four people will like.
It would never occur to me.
No.
Wow.
And, like, it sounds like he did it without her consent, right? Allegedly? I don't know. Who knows?
Yeah. Well, I wonder, like, how do you start the session and be like, we're filming this, you know?
Also, like, I don't know. I know people do it all the time, but it's like FaceTime masturbation.
But it's not like you're long distance. Like, you're not in Europe.
Yeah.
You're going to see each other again. Yeah. I don't know. Oh, Madonna mia.
It's like, I understand the setup when there's, like, a computer involved is what I was trying to say.
But you can FaceTime on the computer.
True. Is this a FaceTime computer situation? No, probably not. She found it on his phone. I don't know.
But your library is synced from your computer and your phone.
Oh yeah, I forgot about that. That would make more sense. Because back in my day, people used to do it with, like, their laptops. Not saying I did. Don't put that look on your face.
It was Brendan. Release the dates.
No.
But man, what a wordsmith. She knew what she was saying.
She really did.
But also, the moment of rage that we saw in the trailer, it was great seeing, like, from start to finish.
It's very rewarding. Like, the lighting is great too, because it was a rainy day in LA.
And, like, it doesn't rain in LA.
Well, now it does all the
time. Now it does all the time, but, like, last season it didn't rain in LA.
Yeah. This has been, like, the rainiest LA season, I think. I think the angels are crying over the Scandoval.
Rachella, Scandavala. Yeah.
Was that a part of your culture? The angels are crying? Or, like, when it was thundering, like, the angels were bowling?
Yeah, no, it was like a diva down.
Yeah. Wait, diva down?
We need a medic boots.
No, but that's... You didn't have the bowling?
But the angels were divas.
But were they bowling?
Yeah, they were bowling.
Why did one go down during bowling?
Just like a demon down. Okay. We're being crazy. Let's focus on the footage. Okay. We got Lisa taking audiences.
Yes. For the Ariana one, I was like, she should have gone to Ariana.
She should have gone to Ariana. Yeah. But I feel like, Isn't it an honor to go to Villa Rosa?
Yeah, but it's like, it would have shown, I feel like it would...
Grace?
It would have shown, just like, I can get down to your level and come to you and bring a little bit of Villa Rosa with me, maybe a bottle of Vanderpump Rosé.
Okay. Oh yeah, because we're all bringing bottles to Ariana.
And flowers. And then it makes sense for Sandoval to have to go up the mountain to Villa
Rosa. Climb the mountain. He actually, like, should not have been... given a car, he should have had to climb.
To walk, yeah.
Like one of, like, the Greek Not the gods, but like the ones, the gods that are torturing.
Ooh, like the guy who had to push the rock.
Sisyphus.
Is he the guy who had to push the rock?
Yeah, he better Sisyphus, not walk.
So stupid.
Okay, no, we jumped over Ariana and the dolls.
Ariana and the dolls, and then this is where Sheena says she's handing Katie a rosé and a tumbler, which is like, can we get some proper glassware? And says, I think we can put our issues aside for right now.
The fact that they had not seen each other since the foyer of the hotel, like, actually was crazy because I forgot that Sheena had COVID for something about her celebration.
Yeah. And I mean, like, Sheena's getting off scot-free in this entire situation.
Okay, so everyone keeps saying this. I don't really understand.
Well, like, Sheena was, like, pushing the whole Raquel thing with Schwartz and just like being,
but that's more of a crime. That's more of a crime against
sure, but
Katie than Ariana.
She was being a menace to society.
But like, okay, so I do think if Sheena's going to do anything, it's going to be a best friend to Ariana.
Mm-hmm.
Like, she would never do anything against Ariana.
I didn't say she was doing anything against Ariana, but it's just like she's just like because of Scandoval, everyone forgot her kind of misdeeds during the season. And but I mean, like, when you put your life on the line to go against Raquel, maybe deserved that we're all forgetting.
Yeah. I mean, in a way, there was a period of time where, like, Schwartz was, like, more in the clear, but now he's, like, back in the crossfire.
He's really back in the crossfire after last night's episode.
The text message?
Just like everything. Everyone's mad.
Wait, but we got to really talk about the text message. Ariana, put your phone down. Just have a girl's weekend.
It's so fucking condescending.
Sheer decadence. Sheer decadence is actually insane. Like, how did he come up with sheer decadence?
He, like, got a thesaurus and started, like, looking up words that meant, like, relaxing. And like,
he listened to Jessie Ware, and she said sheer decadence.
Shut up. He looked up, like, self-care in a dictionary.
Okay. But also, him moseying up to girls' night.
That was...
to have a one-on-one with Ariana.
And I will, like, I love that she was like, Tom, if you do any groveling for Tom Sandoval and saying I can't kick my friend when he's down, I will walk away. I love that. Also, when he went over to Katie's and he's like, oh, can I have like a Coke or something? Next thing you know, he grabs a fucking Coors Light and pours it into a glass.
No, that felt right.
It felt right, but I was like, this fucking turd. I thought, like, I almost got to the point where I was like, are brands that are competitors of Coors Light and Squirt doing product placements in this show? Because
what's Squirt?
It's like a grapefruit soda drink. I would
were
say
people drinking that?
Yeah, Tom Sandoval had one constantly, which my friend Sophia pointed out. It's like kind of similar to like Fresca, basically. But I was like, did the competitors of these brands like
place them
with the bad people on the show? Remember back in the day when Jersey Shore was popular and there was like the rumor that like other designers were gifting Shore cast like Gucci bags make Gucci look bad.
They could have their Gucci on.
Yeah.
Okay. When Schwartzy is bringing the dogs over, I really can't with like the baby voices.
Oh, yeah.
That makes me feel
that's
sick.
How people talk to their dogs.
I know, but, like, it's, like, they talk to the dogs, but then, like, he's, like, it, like, transfers over to Katie.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, it's not purely for the dogs.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, oh, my baby, me, mama.
Well, they used to go to the bubba.
Yeah, no, that was a good sit-down between the two of them.
Yeah.
And
Katie's apartment looked so great.
All right, Connor Bean, relax. Like, this little sad rink-a-dink apartment that, like, all of them are, like, back in rink-a-dinks. It's, like, truly a full circle moment.
You were being such a bitch to Connor.
Was I really?
No, it's fine.
He said it was so great. Like, so great? it was, or so nice. It was like nice, fine, right? Like, I don't think she wants to be there long term.
Yeah.
I think it's like the stepping stone. Like they sell, she's renting, and then maybe goes buy something new.
Yeah.
I don't think she bought this place.
No. I mean, she should have been in the fucking Uber One commercial so she can buy a fucking house.
Yeah. Mm. Okay.
Also, especially, sorry, because she's Music Kills Katie. She loves music more than Lala does.
She should have been like directing like Lala was like, all exactly. right, girls.
Yeah.
Let's do it. Okay. We got to talk about the 0-inch slides. Walked in the club. Kristen Duty coming in on our slides. Sliding in.
The way this is being received online, she is the toast of the town.
Oh, I think there's like a crumb of like not toast of the town, but there's a toast of the town. Yeah.
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 I mean, toast famously has crumbs.
Wow. I really set you up.
Her like little witchcraft moments.
It's actually like a study in branding.
Yeah. Putting the witch
back in Wheel. Yeah. No, I mean, yeah, we weren't asking for this.
This reminded me, do you remember season 4 of Roni when Alex McCord and Jill Zarin like write things on pieces of paper
and then burn
them in the backyard in Brooklyn? It's reminded me of that.
You know, I feel like when you do this kind of stuff, you got to speak with like a little bit more authority and confidence.
When you do witchcraft?
Yeah. And like she almost was like a little like half sure of what she was even saying. You got to have it down pat.
She's got to learn from that girl in Martha's Vineyard.
Oh my God. Yes. We need a Moon Mass lesson for Duty. Yeah. Yeah, that was the Duty moment. When we learned that she was filming, I'm not sure what I pictured. I thought maybe it would be like with the girl. I thought it was going to be with Sheena, with Katie.
Yeah, and I think the way they portrayed her in the preview, it felt like she was coming back to stir shit up. Which she didn't, and we didn't need her to.
No.
Enough shit is being stirred.
There's enough shit, yeah.
Yeah, everyone's just in the toilet with their spoons.
Okay, let's talk about Raquel Confessional, Raquel Singular Scene.
Mm-hmm. Another Coors Light SpawnCon moment.
Another Galaxy Light SpawnCon moment.
Oh, they should do branding together. The Galaxy Light and the Coors Light. Tom was so weird with the fucking lighting too. He made her like turn off the other lights so that it's better.
Like he's like, it's giving Lindsay Hubbard trying to produce.
I know. This scene was just, I mean, there were obviously like, there was the moments when she asked about the family and he said, they love you. And she said, I love you. And he was forced into saying that he loved her. And then like when he accidentally called her Ariana, it just was, it felt more awkward than any first date I've ever been on in my life.
But also it makes so much more sense that Tom wanted to reshoot the scene.
Yeah. And is there a window in her home?
No, it's actually a game. She lives in an illegal apartment.
Oh my God.
An illegal basement apartment.
Oh my God.
And then it's like, we'll never see her again. She has
She turned her phone off.
So she turns it off for 2 weeks, which is essentially like, oh, she answers the phone a week before a reunion.
Yeah.
Because reunion's 3 weeks after this.
Yeah. Apparently, Andy said that they were unsure whether or not she was going to come to the reunion until the Tuesday before it recorded on a Thursday.
Yeah, 2 days before. Yeah. Okay. And then I think we covered all bases except for the final Sheena Sandoval moment.
Mm-hmm.
Which Sheena I love how it turned into like, well, actually, oh, let rewind. James Kennedy.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We have to talk about James Kennedy.
Trolling Rachel. Wait, why did I say Rachel? I think because everyone's saying Rachel.
Yeah.
Raquel. Let me, excuse me.
Call her by her name. First of all, like, Katie Maloney coming over to James Kennedy's ooh. Apartment. Who would have ever imagined that this would happen?
Katie Maloney and Lala being like, ooh, look at this place.
And then him calling her.
On speaker.
And just like, berating her.
It's smelly 40-year-old cock.
Yeah.
What a troll.
Look up troll in the dictionary. It's James Kennedy. Mm. Yeah. It's just like, and they were all just sitting there, like when he was doing it.
Yeah.
It's like, it was funny, but also it like was deranged.
Yeah.
Like,
it could have used some Christina Kelly to ground us.
It's like, James, how old are you? Why are you doing this?
Yeah.
But also quotable. Mm. And
yeah.
Yeah.
There we go. Okay. Sheena.
I mean, we ended this show like we started it.
Well, that it's Sheena. almost like her ending it makes a good series finale.
Okay. Dan's advocating for the end of Vanderpump Rules as it gets its highest ratings ever in years.
Yeah. So, not, I would like to point out highest since season two.
Yeah.
Yeah. But her being like, I'm so upset with you because you were nice to me in the beginning of this show. It's like, that's why you're upset. She's a disaster.
Yeah. Then apparently Tom had said something shitty recently and like all of that.
What?
The thing where Tom said that he wasn't close at all with Sheena.
Oh, okay.
And yeah, she calls me her best friend and all well, that.
Sheena and this fucking best friend shit.
Yeah.
You are almost 40 years old.
It reminds me of this girl I went to elementary school with. And for some reason, anytime someone would die, all of a sudden they had been best friends.
How many people were dying?
I don't know.
No, like, your husband is your best friend. Just shut up. Like, yeah. Stop.
Yeah.
No, there's no best friends. Yeah. Relax.
Yeah.
We're not on the playground, like, doing hopscotch, picking teams for kickball.
Yeah. So we're not best friends.
Not all. We're best friends.
I think I introduced Jamie to somebody as my best friend recently. Is it like not good to say? I was more annoyed because it seems like she's got like everyone she meets is her best friend.
It's okay to say. It's okay. It's okay to say. Yeah. No, actually, I was like, how are we gonna land this plane? I think like Sheena landed the plane. For
yeah,
us.
It's good how it ended.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was worried, and we went straight into Watch What Happens Live with Ariana speaking for the first time,
and like, not only. It wasn't a regular Watch What Happens Live. We started with a cold open with Andy. Mm. Ariana wasn't on stage yet. No song. We had an audience full of people with Ariana's face. We had
Balloon art.
We had TV screens with people doing watch parties in different cities. Oh my God. Like, they really have gone balls to the wall for this.
I mean, it was very like New Year's Eve Super Bowl, like monoculture. Like,
yeah.
We're obviously only paying attention to this tonight.
Yeah. And I think with that, that's a perfect opportunity to transition to our Freak of the Week and the One True Queen.
Oh.
Because our Freak of the Week is YouTube TV. Mm. Because for so many of us, we were happily watching this episode of Watch What Happens Live. And it fucking, I got that spinny wheel thing.
Mm.
And it froze for, and I thought it was my TV. I thought it was my Wi-Fi.
Yeah, of course.
Always do.
Blame yourself.
And then I text and I go on Twitter. It's happening to everyone with fucking YouTube TV.
I know.
And the funniest thing is my next door neighbor must have been watching it because I could hear them watching it and their TV was working, so they don't have YouTube TV.
Oh my God. Wow. So jealous. Yeah. I mean, What did you think of her performance on Watch Island?
I think she did a really good job. And because my TV froze for part of it, I have gone back and watched some of the clips. But I then transitioned all my interest to her on The View, which I think is a much more interesting setup.
Of course.
Yeah.
No, I think, you know, there was a moment, remember when she had like the blunt bob?
Yeah.
And she looked so chic.
Mm-hmm.
And like, I thought that was my Ariana peak. But like this like rising from the ashes moment,
mm-hmm.
she's looking chic to me for like a second time around.
She looks so chic.
Yeah.
Recently.
Let me just say.
And people were pointing out that her dress might have been a light reference to the Princess Diana revenge dress.
I love it.
So
very timely.
Yeah. Light reference is
light reference.
Yeah.
Our one true queen, also Scandoval related. Candace Dillard Bassett of Potomac, live tweeting, but also like Bravo and Peacock like amplifying her live tweeting.
Yeah.
It was actually kind of bringing like what Candace brings to Potomac in terms of like the words that she is using that are beautifully strewn together.
Crafted, yes. And just like there was a moment when Kristen Doody came on the screen, she kept on calling her Katie, which was fun.
A witch is a witch.
A witch is a witch.
We got a witch over here. Wow. What a week. As always, head on over to comethroughqueen.com. Links to Patreon, where we have a pre-show where we're talking about All Stars like heavy. We have two episodes of Drag Race All Stars to talk about. We have a bonus episode, 15 most iconic moments of Housewives.
We picked a group of women. We've been doing this series. This is our next 15 group of women. We picked their iconic moments. It's fun.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. It's fun to see like what we automatically think of it as the same moment.
And where we differ.
And links to socials, like, comment, subscribe, partial retweet.
Love us, please retweet.
We'll see you next week. Bye. Bye.
I wanna see ya come through, queen.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.